I kept waking up all night over these weird dreams. I think the psychic caused it all. I kept seeing myself walking up on those three rocks in the Indian burial ground and seeing Creed's dead body. I must have dreamed it 6 times. Each time, something different was gross about the body. Once his eyeballs were missing. Once his feet were missing. Once, I turned the body over, and it wasn't Creed. It was Alex. Around 5 o'clock, I just decided that being asleep was too much of a pain in the ass. And I sat up and watched some infomercial for slimming down your buns. By the time Allie got up, I had a headache and thought my eyelids weighed 5 pounds each. I was trying to eat oatmeal at the table, but it tasted like paste. Allie said to me, "You're having a normal response. I would have dreamed the same kinds of things if the psychic had told me I would find him when I was alone. But don't forget, your mom says he's alive." She smiled. "I'd like to believe that. I think my mom can be totally smart about people. It's just hard when she's giving me her gut feeling and that stupid psychic is giving me everything but the weather." "You will find him shot through the head on a primitive grave. There are other graves around, but this one is marked with 3 large rocks. The psychic's voice shot through my head. I'd been hearing it all night long. "Maybe we should just go down and look," I told her. Her eyebrows arched up, and I guess she was remembering how stubborn I had been the night before about not going. "I don't feel like I have much choice, Allie. Not if I ever want to sleep again. I can just see myself having these dreams over and over until I see with my own eyes." "I'll go with you. You know that." She squirmed. But I finished for her. "What about the part where I would be alone when I found him?" "Yeah." She gazed at me uncomfortably. I knew I wasn't going down there by myself. "Dead bodies don't get up and walk. I don't care what she says. Didn't she say she never claims to be, what, 100% accurate? Allie nodded. "Something like that. I'll go. Maybe when you see there's nothing there, you can come home and take a nice long nap." That sounded like reason enough to go. The path to the burial ground had tall trees on either side that threw shadows despite the sun. I wasn't nervous. I think I was too exhausted. The clearing was up ahead. I slowed down. About 20 feet from the edge of the path, I stopped entirely. Something came over me. A bad feeling, almost like a wave. "Let's not," I whispered. Allie just stood there, staring straight into the clearing. The rocks were off to the left, where you couldn't see them.